The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. It will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation." I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Holy Father has announced that in October we will have more saints, and two of them will be Pope Paul VI, who's already blessed. And the third miracle has already been approved, in which there was a woman who had a baby within her womb that was dying, and through the intercession of Paul VI, the baby was immediately healed. As you know, there has to be three miracles after the death. So Pope Paul VI will be canonized. And it's interesting, because 50 years ago was published the most explosive, controversial document in the history of the Church, Humanae Vitae. Very appropriate. Fulton Sheen said that Pope Paul VI was the suffering pope. Ever since he published that, he got hate letters. And he would go to bed and saying that he would place his head on a crown of thorns every night because of the incredible hate that he experienced from many people. Because he said, look, you can't use contraception. It's wrong. The world did not want to hear that. Billions of people. And who else is going to be canonized? Romero, yep. But 2 hours ago, I was watching a little YouTube on Romero. Invite all of you to see the movie that came out about 30 years ago. Now, I'd like to just give you a summary of the little clip that I put on my Facebook that I invite you to watch. And you just have music, you don't have the words, but you see the clip, which is really impressive. Romero lived during the Sandinista government in Salvador. It was a very, very tense situation in which Romero was a first-class intellectual. He was a professor in the university, and the Pope asked him to be bishop, and that's the last thing he wanted to do. He wanted to stay with his books and teach in the university, but he obeyed. One of the most touching scenes is that the Sandinista guerrilleros, the soldiers, enter into the church. I think it was the cathedral. So Romero hears about this, and he gets them to drive up the hill to the church. And the church is filled with these soldiers, with their rifles. So Romero goes in and tells them to get out. So 3 of the soldiers look at him, and then they go to the big cheese, the big gun. And he comes up to Romero, guy who's about 6'3", maybe about 225 pounds, almost incarnation of the devil. And he got a rifle there. What does he do? In front of the Blessed Sacrament and the statues, he goes, shh, spraying bullets. And some of the bullets are riveted into the tabernacle, ripping the tabernacle door off and riveting themselves into the ciborium. So the head soldier forces Romero out. After pointing the gun at him, what would you do? He goes back into the church a second time. And he kneels down in front of the tabernacle and he picks up the hosts that were sprayed on the ground. And then right over the head, the same soldier spraying bullets right over his head. Into the tabernacle, into the wall again. And he kicks him down and forces him out. Then Romero gets in his car, and after 30 seconds he returns in the car dressed with the chasuble and the stole to go back into the church again. What would you do? This time he goes back in the church. And this time all the people are following him into the church. And then the head soldier, looking him in the face, he bows to him. So impressed was he by the courage of this man. That's why he's a saint. Because he loved the church, He loved the Blessed Sacrament, and he loved his people. Let's pray that we'd have more courageous saints in our Catholic Church. Amen.